First off, I'd like to thank everybody for coming to this press conference. We just want to make some announcements and sort of just review the progress of the team to date compared to where we were at the last press conference. And as we are in All-Star Week leading up to the Coca-Cola 600, which is very exciting. Longest race of the year, so it's going to be pretty intense. And we'll see what happens. We're optimistic about it. Got some experience last week at Charlotte, so going into this week, I've gotten to race with the best guys in the league and held my own okay. Ended up blowing up on the last lap, well, not the last lap, but the last segment, the last 10-lap segment of the All-Star race. I finished 12th of 14, which wasn't ideal by any stretch of the imagination, but certainly could have been worse. And, you know, it's only the top five in the All-Star race received any sort of prize, so it was fifth place or bust. So when we were riding back in 10th, we went up on the tape a bit more than the engine could handle, and unfortunately we blew up. But you have to do what you have to do to try to get up there into the top five. It's all or nothing in these races. It's not a points race, so win, top five, or bust. We're also here to announce that I will be racing in the Nuff iRacing League. So that's pretty cool, the Nuff iRacing League, the Silverado Series. We're excited about that. And hopefully SoCalMan will be also joining at some point. Right now, he's in the process of deciding, you know, given circumstances and everything and the cost and all that, and the fact that he needs to get a new computer, whether he'll be in. But hopefully he'll be in at some point, as I've made it quite clear, you know, he's the main reason that I've been succeeding as well as I have in the league to date in all of the series that I participate in. So, you know, with him being on iRacing would be a huge help, and I just think he'd enjoy it, so we'll see what happens with that. But another good thing about if the Sprint Cup standings right now and our performance as a organization here at Triple BS Motorsports, we're just happy that with last week's Dover race, or a few weeks ago, whenever it was, the Dover race, SoCal moved from 13th place up into 12th, so right now he has an 8-point advantage over Scout Chuck, and he's in the final position for the chase. So right now we have both of our cars, the number 76 and the number 45, both in chase position, which is pretty awesome for us as a first-year team. You know, he's had a bunch of disconnections and internet problems during the races, so to be up in 12th given those problems, that's just, it's showing you that when he does finish the race and the internet does cooperate, he's getting very good finishes. So that's something we're very excited about. And so far, being in 9th is just, you know, a little surreal right now. You know, we're only about 7 points back of 8th and about roughly 18, I believe, away from M Wills in 7th, so I mean we're in good shape, and we also have about 114 point cushion over 13th place, so we just have to keep finishing races, running as many laps as we can, and with that said, we should be able to maintain, which is what we're trying to do at this point. You know, unfortunately, given my 12 starts, if you look at the top 5 and the top 10s, you know, 1 top 5, 3 top 10s, that's not exactly the best top 5 or top 10 percentage you'd expect for somebody who currently sits in chase position right now. But, you know, that's something that we're improving upon. That's something that I feel that 76 team can really, we can work on and get better at. And the finishes are starting to come together. Dover is one track. It's 45 minutes from me in real life, in the city my grandma used to live in. So I really like the city of Dover in terms of going to the races and everything, but I've never really been a fan of the track on the video game, I can tell you that much. The wall always came up, the turn 3, turn 4 wall, both they snuck up on me pretty quick several times. So, you know, I was just hoping to get out of there running at the finish. I surely wasn't expecting a top 10, but if we're able to turn that kind of performance in a race when I've struggled there pretty much every race I've ever been in, the truck and Nationwide Series both, I crashed out at about the halfway point of each. So to run the 400 miles there and be around at the end, and not only be around, but also contending on track B and ultimately getting a top 10 finish in ninth place, it's big. And we're looking to go into Charlotte this weekend and do the same type of thing. It'll be a challenge, especially 600 miles. It's going to be rough, but I look forward to it, and I'll brief you guys about how we do after that race. But right now, we're just very happy with the performance of Triple BS Motorsports, and I guess that'll be all for this press conference. Thank you guys for coming.